from my spare room in Sacramento. This is Paintball Ruined My Life Live with Brad Johnson. Tonight, can new gun restrictions help innovation? Testing lenses for Glowball, and more paintball news.
Hello, gentlemen. I thought the microphone might have been off.
It's not.
How's it going? Everybody, we're going to dismiss something that's on the screen. It's Monday. Ooh, where's my chat? I want to have the chat up. Yeah, we're here for the Paintball Ruined My Life live stream. As, you know, some of you probably can tell by the title of this video, we're going to talk about a few things. I was, like, thinking about gun restrictions and, like, how rate of fire has kind of affected paintball in the last, I don't know, 10 years or 20 years, really, and how that affected things and what we could do to maybe spur on more innovation. I can hear myself talking in the headphones, and it's throwing me off. Hold on a second. I was listening to myself talk earlier. There we go. Yeah, what we could do with that, you know, I've been talking about Glowball and black lights affecting the lenses a lot. We're going to look at that. I got a black light earlier today. I didn't actually see how well it worked because I didn't have time, but we're going to do that live. We're going to talk about some other news. There was one other thing I was thinking about. No, though, I guess those are the two big things. I wanted to talk about, like, restrictions for guns and stuff. Black light stuff. Yeah. There's some other new stuff we'll get to as well. But without further ado, as always, we want to thank the best paintball store in the known universe, BFPgear.com. We're going to highlight, you know, a couple things BFP Gear does. They have a reward program where you spend money and you get points. For every dollar you spend, you get 10 points. You can see when you get 2,500. So if you spend $250, you can get $5 off your next order. Or you can really stack these things up. You know, you're buying a high-end gun or something, you can get a pretty good deal. There's also a lot of other ways you can get points. If it's your birthday, they'll give you 500 points. If you leave a review, you can get 300 points. They also have price matching. So, you know, for some reason, if you see, like, the price of a CS3 Pro cheaper somewhere, you could contact BFP Gear, and as long as it's, you know, a real price, they, you know, will likely price match it. Yeah, I've never tried this. So, yeah, they'll price match it. You know, as long as it's not like paintballgunsarecheap.com, it's a scam website. They also have my favorite paintball mask, the best paintball mask, the Carbon Zero Pro. Lots of these colors in stock. And we'll actually talk about carbon later, too. You can see the logo right there on the bottom of the screen. BFPgear.com. Support BFP Gear. You know, they support this channel. And like I always say, help this whole thing keep going on. Hopefully everyone's well. Ooh, iguana jerky. I might go to Tampa. We might talk about that later. I might go. What is everyone talking about really fast? Chris? Gush, Switch, Mike, Old Soul, some brands, gentlemen, hello. Whew, that's a hot coffee. So I don't know, I wanted to talk a little bit. We're going to go here. I wanted to talk a little bit about, I don't know what I was watching. I think I was watching Formula One, and that's not where I wanted this video to be at. I wanted it to be like right here. I thought it was paused. We'll start over. We're going to let this video run. This is Dirter Free Agent from 2006. This is kind of relevant to what we're talking about, so I thought I'd let this play rather than just me on screen. I was watching Formula One. I'm going to open my notes. And I was thinking to myself, I was like, you know, it's really kind of interesting to watch F1 because every year they come out with some new set of rules or something like that, and they have to adapt to the rules. They have to change the way the car works. You know, they got a completely different engine. All kinds of stuff changes every year. That execution changes every year. So it's just kind of interesting to see, like, what new things are going to come about because of all the rule changes. And at one point, paintball, we sort of had that. We weren't getting, like, you know, crazy rule changes every year, but we were certainly every year seeing, like, progression in technology and just new things coming out. That's why this video is playing, because this is, like, right in the peak of all that happening. So I wondered to myself, I was like, is it possible we could institute some sort of new rules or restrictions or anything on the guns that would encourage the manufacturers to innovate, you know, because for a long time, I don't think we've really seen that innovation. The big, huge time of innovation for paintball, I would say. There's been a few phases. We went from, you know, pump guns to semi-auto, and then, you know, electronic guns came, and that's really, I think, the biggest change in innovation we saw, right? Innovation, the rate of fire caused all kinds of things to happen. We got electronic eyes, guns became just crazy fast, so they had to, like, research new electronics and new types of solenoids. Bolt systems had to work different because they had to cycle so fast. The electronic hoppers got very good. You know, for a long time we were using the Revolution, and then the Halo came out, and then the Rotor came out, and we started to see lots of hopper improvements. That doesn't mean we haven't seen, like, any innovation in the last, you know, 15 years or whatever since we started requiring that lower rate of fire. You know, right now the NXL is capping the rate of fire at 10, where it was unlimited for a long time, and that's where we were seeing that innovation, was from that unlimited crazy rate of fire. But we still are seeing some innovation, right? I think most of that innovation, though, has come in the way of probably two ways, right? User friendliness or ease of use. So, you know, removing the bolts is a lot easier. Taking apart the guns without screws has just become handy. And just overall, being able to disassemble and work on these guns has just become substantially easier over the last, we'll say, 15 years. Reliability has also increased a lot as well. I think that has to do with just continually making little evolution in these bolt systems and just how they work. So we have seen reliability increase and ease of use. I think because we haven't seen any substantial innovation in the last 15 years, that also means, Tim Montressor, that also means that these lower-end guns have kind of gotten better, right? This high-end technology has kind of been trickling down for a while now. So now we're at the point where you can get a gun like the Mini GS or the ETHA 3, you know, that are $500 or less, and perform just as well as those guns that are near the $2,000 mark. I also think one of the things that we've kind of, like, suffered from in the lack of innovation is sales, right? I mean, as equipment's not really changing all that much. I mean, you can have a gun from 10 years ago, you know, you could be shooting a GO3 10 years ago, and it's really perfectly fine. The newest CS3 isn't a substantial difference. You know, maybe the new gun's a little more air efficient, a little easier on paint, but it's marginal. Whereas, you know, like this video from 2006, if you got a gun from 1996, it would be substantially different. So we saw just huge innovation, and now we're getting stagnation, and those cheaper guns are becoming just as good as the high-end ones, which, you know, can be a good thing. It doesn't make the high-end guns exciting, but it's definitely good for newer players to be able to get into, like, a good paintball gun. That's kind of what's happened when this equipment has become standardized. You know, everyone shoots the same rate of fire and all the guns kind of do the same thing. So we're at the point where equipment has kind of, let's skip forward to gameplay. Equipment's kind of standardized, so it doesn't really make all that much sense to buy it. You know, I was thinking about what other sports are like this. I was looking at something about baseball bats, and it made me think about baseball bats too, because, you know, the professionals, you know, in Major League Baseball, they just all use wood bats. You know, a wood bat is a wood bat, essentially. You can get, you know, harder woods and stuff like that, but it's just all wood, really. But there's still huge innovation happening with those aluminum bats, right? So imagine if they just didn't use aluminum bats at all. it was just everybody just used wood bats, there'd probably be like a few wood bat manufacturers and not as many aluminum bat manufacturers. So by like college baseball and, you know, little league and high school and stuff using aluminum bats, it allows for there to be more manufacturers and more people like in the industry and like making money off baseball bats, which is an odd thing. You know, golf has not really seen a slowdown in technology. They probably have a little bit like paintball. I don't really know all that much about golf, but one of the things they're talking about with pros too is giving them a different type of ball, like making them use a ball that doesn't go as far because the golf clubs are getting so good. They're actually looking at how to restrict stuff as well. I have Group B Rally, if anyone knows what rally racing is. Rally used to be crazy. The cars were unlimited. You could have 1,000 horsepower and whatever went. But them actually changing those unlimited rules actually made the racing quite a bit more fair. The racing's a lot tighter now. So we could say that, you know, maybe paintball's actually seen some sort of benefit by going to that reduction in rate of fire and having us all shoot the same rate of fire. Maybe it does make that competition a little bit closer to something flying. Maybe it does help that competition to be a little bit more fair. The problem is, though, you know, I was thinking about it. I'm like, I don't even know what we would, like, gun-wise do. Because I don't really want to go back to unlimited rate of fire. And I don't know, you know, none of these companies are trying to make their guns, like, less accurate. So, you know, you can't really dictate accuracy that much. We are going to limited paint, which I think is cool, but that's not really so much about the guns. The only thing I could really think about is if some way we limited the tank size, you know? Maybe not, you know, reduce the number of pods you can have. Maybe just we all use a 45-45 now, or you have to use a 68-45, or, you know, a 58-45. Maybe there's a new tank size. So I think reducing that tank size would, you know, you'd get an advantage if you could shoot more, right? Because, you know, we're all using a 45-45, and right now on these guns on a 45-4500 compressed air tank, I mean, you're probably at like 800 shots or somewhere in there, 700, like a pod or like a hopper and like three pods or something. But imagine if you could get like a hopper and like four pods, you know, that would be a substantial advantage over your competition. So maybe limiting tank size would be a good idea. How about somebody give me some cool ideas in the chat? I don't really know, though. I was thinking about it. I'm like, I really would like to see some sort of like competition within the manufacturers to make the best gun. So it's a little bit like what we're seeing in Formula One. You know, the manufacturers are kind of competing to make the best car. You have to get like the best driver and the best car. So it'd be cool if within paintball we could have, like, you know, the best paintball gun and the best car, or the best paintball players, sorry. You could somehow restrict like air passage flows or, you know, something like that. But I don't know. I was just thinking about this kind of all weekend and just what other kind of restrictions we could do. And I don't really know. You know, I was like, we've kind of always known that the like rate of fire wars were something that helped spur on, you know, lots of innovation and lots of companies and all kinds of stuff in paintball. I'd like to see that again somehow, but I don't know how. Limit the BPS in divisional, increase it as you climb in ranks, but drop the amount of paint you can carry. I like that. You know, I, for a long time, have been like, you know, I don't care what the pros do. Make the pros, like, unlimited rate of fire and, you know, semi-pro can be 10 balls a second or something. Like, I don't think it's a bad idea. You know, I think limiting tank size would be interesting, though. You shoot as much paint as you want. You know, I don't care. But you can only use, like, 45-45. It'll be kind of interesting. Aqua Queening says, I kind of regret selling anything paintball related. So do I. So actually, I do and I don't. Sometimes there's stuff around here that I'm like, I kind of wish I had that, but sometimes I don't care. I feel like I'm really dark. Am I really dark tonight? A little bit. Yeah. That's my little piece on gun restrictions. Everybody like the live stream. If you're here right now, goddammit, give the live stream a like. And then we'll talk about some more stuff. I'm going to stay and wait here forever. Yeah, I've never been able to, like, hoard paintball stuff. I've always, like, I don't know. You got to think that, like, I have a different relationship to paintball than a lot of people, too, you know. Working in paintball all the time, you know. So paintball hasn't been my hobby, just my hobby since 2006 or something like that. So it's always very different to me. Plus, when I was younger, you know, having like a high-end gun, it's like, I don't really need two or three of these high-end guns. I'm going to sell one and use the money for something else. And I was always like buying and selling stuff. Give me a like in the live stream. Give the live stream a like. God damn it. Okay, we'll do the blacklight stuff in a little bit. We'll talk about... I don't know, let's just talk about this real fast. I was watching the... This isn't actually in my notes. I was watching HK Army's Immortal documentary. Very good. I mean, Nick Hakuza did a fantastic job. Very good. HK Army, thank you for supporting him. You know, without HK, you know, supporting the dollars, we wouldn't have had this. But every time I'm watching this goddamn thing, I look at Jacob's gun right here, and I think it's a Dynasty Shocker. I'm like, why is he using the Nope. I always think it's a Dynasty Shocker. If you don't know, that's what a Dynasty Shocker is. I see that big-ass, like, emblem on the side, that Anno. I don't even know what it is. And I keep thinking, oh, I'm like, no, not a Dynasty Shocker. This is very good, though. You know, the finals, this was all about Tampa Bay Damage road to World Cup and like what it took to get to Cup, or, you know, just their recap of their year. Jacob was really kind of injured in that final point. You know, it was a big point we've talked about a handful of times on here, him running all the way down the sideline, and that point when he stepped out of bounds, his knee was like super jacked up that whole point, and it's really kind of crazy to see him play and gut through all the injury and pain and whatever and win the tournament and be good. So if you haven't watched that, I would suggest it. There's a link in the description, actually, if you want to go find it. But this is kind of what I wanted to talk about more. Chad George, how do you like this graphic? I'm going to make graphics. I'm going to work more on this like player graphic. I don't really like it. I just had to whip it together fast today. Chad George going back to Edmonton Impact. We can see Chad George's history up there, and it's a little bit hard to pin down everybody's history because for a long time, you know, we've been using pbleagues.com to keep track of rosters and player history, but that hasn't always been the case. I mean, there was also the NPPL that didn't use PB Leagues. I know Chad 100% played in the NPPL. It's a little bit hard to find out where and who and all that stuff nowadays, though, so I don't know. You can see, though, he's been playing for Houston Heat for a very, very long time. Since its inception, Houston Heat this year has changed ownership. Randy Smith got confused. Randy Smith, longtime owner, selling to Alan Buffton, their new owner. You can see Impact was actually on there in 2011. He's played for San Diego Dynasty as well there for a year. And you know, Philly All-Americans, he plays front snake. He's 36 years old. He's ranked 63, which I would have guessed higher. He's not... with Houston Heat, he wasn't playing a ton of points last year. He probably only played like a third of the matches or something like that. The plus minus at 5, which isn't bad. His win percentage is, I don't know, above average for sure. Even the top guys only have a win percentage of like 57% or something like that. It's not like substantial. We do see Impact's roster, though. Son of a bitch, my telestration, it like works sometimes and doesn't others. There we go. We can see their roster. That's Rainey. And some of these guys are not on the team. We know Mike Urena is no longer on the team. Mike Urena is going to go play for the San Diego Dynasty. I'm not 100% sure what Dalton's going to do. I imagine, you know, Zach is probably going to be there. We know Mike Zoopster is retiring. Brandon Cornell will probably be with Impact. Justin Cornell will probably be with Impact. Tyler is still on Impact, right? Yep. Nick LaValle, I can't imagine not being on Impact. And we do know Tyler will not be playing either. Tyler was a newer pickup. Tyler's got like some real life stuff going on. I don't remember what he's doing. Maybe he's going to go like, I don't know. I was going to say go on a submarine somewhere, but probably not. So Impact definitely has some roster changes. I got to say, though, I think like Mike Urena last year might have been their best player. I mean, their roster is really good. I mean, obviously, Rainey's like super legit. Tyler's super legit. Their whole team's really good. But Mike Urena played very, very well for them. We'll see if Chad George can fill in that gap. Probably not. You know, I would say that Mike Urena has been playing better than Chad George these past couple years. But we do get news. Chad George moving over to Edmonton Impact. I'm going to make better graphics. I kind of like this graphic, but I want to make it better. Didn't have time today. Oh, look at my freaking Jimmy Jam. That's a good mustache, though. Look at that mustache. That's a strong mustache. Chad George, Houston Heat. Nope, Chad George, Edmonton Impact. That's kind of crazy that Chad George is playing for Impact. Mm-hmm. Closed Telestrator. Who's taking pills? Who are you talking about? Clear bunkers filled with water and goldfish. What'd you say? I got footage of Chad and Fedorov from 2007 and 2008 World Cup sitting next to his parents. Oh, that's cool. Nope, we're not doing that. We're going to do global. Let's do global discussion right now. Let's just talk about global lenses. Okay. So, what are we doing here? Okay. I got to think about it. We're going to move some. Actually, I don't know. We don't need to move this around. I don't know. Maybe we will, though. Okay. So I got a black light. I've got a black light. Let's put it over here. Black light. Black light. So, one of the things that we certainly noticed with, and I said I didn't really test this, but I kind of did. I lied. So one of the things that I noticed playing Glowball was that it seemed like that ultraviolet light from the black light would come into the lens, get absorbed by the lens, and do this kind of weird glowy kind of thing. So I gotta turn all the lights off. I gotta like turn most of the lights off, I think. So let's see here. Okay, I don't know if this is going to work. I might have to turn, like, even more freaking light off. I'm going to, like, light myself up. So, I kind of did this earlier. Like, I was curious, and I was like, okay, so we've got the black light, and I was, like, shining it on here, and there's no discernible difference. It doesn't, like, you know, nothing is freaking happening. There's no, like, glowing or anything happening. And this black light does work. It's hard to tell because I have this light on a little bit. But, you know, look at all my keyboard. You know, look at the freaking keyboard. It freaking works. And, you know, with this ProFlex lens, like, I don't know. It doesn't really do that, like, glowing thing that, like, I kind of thought that it might. And I noticed it at the paintball field, which was weird. Then I grabbed this dye mask. This is a, you get, see, literally, I don't know. This is an i5 in my hands. And look what like the i5 looks like. It's interesting. If we go like straight at the front, it doesn't look bad at all. But soon as the lens, soon as this black light starts to touch the back of the lens, it starts to glow. Like, see that glow? Look at that. Isn't that crazy? But that's what I was talking about, how like these lenses like glow. So like it's absorbing that ultraviolet light. If I put it on, like it's totally like you can just see that like haze. Look at that, you know? This is really bad. It makes it just, you know, super hard to see. But I have a couple other lenses. So we have, this is my carbon mask. This is the Carbon Zero. And I don't know, you know, like this is the mask that I played in. You can even kind of see like paint glowing on there. This is the mask that I played in, and it felt like it was like, you know, popping a little bit, like it was like hard to see and it was doing that glow thing, but it's totally not happening with this. Here's a E-Flex, and I don't know, it's not doing it. So maybe like, I don't know, maybe it's a very specific wavelength of light that like it has to be or something. I don't know. It's like you can't really see anything. What are people saying? Don't shine the black light on your sheets. Oh yeah, we already did that. It's all over the chair. It's everywhere. It's all over the goddamn place. Yeah, so it's very weird. You know, only the i5 was really like having that problem. But in real life, like actually at Glowball, like you can even see it right there. Like, isn't that crazy? But that's what my like experience with it was like at, look at that, you know, it's crazy. That was my experience playing actual Glowball. Here's a Carbon Zero lens outside, and there is a little bit. In real life, I could actually see it when I put it like really close on there. Like, let's see. Dude, it's like so slight. It's like so hard to tell. Like you can kind of see it glow a little bit, but I mean, nothing like the i5. Like this thing's insane. Like it's like crazy. So I don't know. Yeah, I don't know if it's a different like wavelength or something. I know I tried to get yellow lenses today, but you know, the paintball store just didn't have any, which isn't that surprising because like nobody wears yellow lenses actually. You sell like 4,000 of their lenses for every yellow lens. They just didn't have them like in the actual store. They're in the warehouse. They're like, we can go grab you some. I was like, no. So I don't know. I was like hoping we'd be like, I was hoping that we'd be like, oh yeah. Cause a ton of people were saying it was like the inside layer, which makes sense. Cause it does make sense now that it's the, well, sort of, I don't really know the actual like, you know, physics reason behind it. I haven't researched that much, but you know, you can't see it on the outside. There's a little bit of a glow on the inside. If in like, I can see a little bit, but very slight, but you know, as soon as we go in the back, it's like crazy. So it very well could just be like, I don't know, the wavelength is different. Maybe it's not enough light. Maybe if we had like more light or something like that, it'd be a little more obvious. I don't like that color. I don't know. Chris, would a rain lid or a visor help? That's what I thought. Maybe not a rain lid. That's for a hopper. If you had like the rain thing. Yeah, yeah. That's kind of what I wondered too, because like if it's on your face, right? Like how I put this thing on. Right. And like, you know, it's still probably glowing a little bit because like I said, I can kind of see it, that haze, just a little bit. But once you go like that and it like comes in the actual lens, It's for sure worse, but see, you can see it glow. We take it away. But I bet if you cover that, it probably is, like, you know, for sure going to be better. Better than not, I would say. I don't know. I was assuming you'd just be like, oh, that's your problem. But nope. Did not pan out that way. So I don't know. We got a black light, though. I forget how, like, weak black lights are, though. You know, like, you really do need to, like, turn all the lights off. Because it doesn't, like... I mean, it glows on that back wall pretty good, because that, like, that sheet thing. I don't know. We'll find out. I know that here at Capital Edge Paintball Park, we're going to try and do glow ball this Saturday. I'm not 100% sure if I'll be able to go or not yet, though. I have a lot of work that needs to be completed by Monday, so I'm doing a video for Major League Paintball, and I don't know, I just gotta finish it by Monday. I've been talking with Major League Paintball, Aqua, I'll talk about that right now. I've been talking with Darren Cena, the producer for Major League Paintball, the main guy in charge over there. And, man, I actually got... So, for anyone who knows anything about cameras, the webcast is actually filmed with Red cameras and cinema cameras. So, the quality on the actual webcast is extraordinarily good. The problem, I'm going to try and show you guys something. I'll see if this works even. The quality on the webcast... Oh, I don't know if this audio will work. Hold on. The quality of the webcast is, like, mind-blowing. So this is... You guys probably aren't going to be able to tell at all if this looks good or not. But this is a raw feed. This is a raw feed from all the cameras. So I'm assuming all the cameras from the webcast, like, there's, like, all the cameras go into one box, and then this is, like, recorded off that box. So this is uncompressed, just, like, straight off the cameras, and it looks so good. I've never seen paintball footage look this good. Like, it looks so good. But the problem is this is a 12 gig file. And it's only an hour long. It's like, you know, the bitrate's huge. It's only 1080p. So the quality is just spectacular coming off these cameras. The real problem with the webcast is it's just the internet. You know, it's all got to be compressed and it all just ends up looking bad because, I don't know, because all that compression. But it looks so good. Like, there's shots that are across the field. Like, that looks so good. But, like, on the webcast, it looks good, but the quality is just not good because it's got to be compressed for the internet and stuff. This was just crazy. I just was blown away looking at that footage yesterday. There's no way to see it, though. The only way to actually see it is to download the footage. You have to have the actual file. You know, even putting it on the internet and streaming it just crushes the quality. I just thought it was crazy, so... Tampa Bay, I don't 100% know if I will be going. We're thinking about it. I really would like to be there, that Thursday evening I would really like to be there. This is the schedule for Tampa day one, March 19th, Thursday. And I really would like to be there that Thursday for this, like, inside the stadium thing. So, it's possible I will be there. People will for sure know. I mean, I'll talk about it, you know. I will, you know. I mean, I'll talk about it on the live streams at least. I probably won't make a press announcement. But, yeah, I may, but I probably won't be there the whole time either. I might just go like Wednesday and Thursday, which is kind of crazy because I got to fly from California. But it may happen. I might try to like make something or do something. I don't know. Why are we talking about Triumph? Judd, no, who did Triumph? Why am I blanking on who did Triumph? Triumph. It's a, you know, you guys know who it is. Robert Smigel. If you don't know who, maybe you don't know who Robert Smigel is, but Robert Smigel worked for a lot of stuff. He's done a lot of very, 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 like, cool things. Yeah, but Conan did not do the skit, the gag. They kind of did Triumph on Conan, but Conan didn't actually do it. It was the other guy. Robert Smigel. I'll show you who Robert Smigel is. He's the guy who did all, like, the TV Funhouse. We're just going to look at Robert Smigel. Robert Smigel. Is there, like, an IMDb or something cool like that? But he did all the cartoons for Saturday Night Live as well. See, there he is right there. You guys might notice this from Curb Your Enthusiasm. He was on Curb. Anyway. He's, like, prolific. Because he's, like, written on all kinds of things and, like, done all kinds of stuff. Anyway. We won't talk about that more. I loved Triumph, though. I was always very good. I mean, the whole like intro to the YouTube channel, this right here.
From my spare room in Sacramento.
I'll take that off. All this is like a gag and a ripoff of the Conan O'Brien intro. Like, go watch the Conan show and you'll see that right there. Anyway. Okay. Wow, what am I doing? You know, this YouTube live stream, the Paintball Ruined My Life live stream, is sponsored by Carbon Paintball. Carbon Paintball have been around for about 10 years. And you know what I actually like about Carbon Paintball? Let's go to this. Carbon are actually making innovative products like the Carbon DRV. What's kind of crazy about the DRV, the drive, is it's, I don't want to say it's the fastest hopper, right? Because the die rotors are also really fast. But what's good about these, they don't jam. You're not going to jam like a rotor. Plus, one of the things that's cool is you can reduce the actual tension and how fast the thing feeds to make it really easy on paint, just like any other hopper. They come apart really easy. You know, you just, you know, whatever. You take it all apart. It's all magnets. Bam. They're also making my favorite paintball mask, the Carbon Zero. Why do I like this thing? It's lightweight. It breathes exceptionally well. You can see all the ventilation on it. The lenses come out easy. You can see yourself in the lenses. I just like the things. I mean, mainly because it's lightweight and so breathable. I mean, you really can't go wrong with it. The Carbon Zero Pro. I like this red. I gotta be honest, though. I love the red. I always like these solid colored masks. But I don't know if I could bring myself to do it, you know? I'm kind of just more of a black man myself. We had my mask out here. What'd I do with it? This is mine. I wear it all the time. You know, Carbon, I can't put it on. My hat's on. You know, Carbon have been a supporter of this channel really kind of since the channel started. They sent me knee pads back in the day and have been very helpful. So Carbon are awesome, mainly just because they actually make good things. You know, I really like these masks. Carbon Zero. You know, think about supporting Carbon. They help support this channel. You know, you can get all that stuff over at BFP Gear too. There are links below. I like mine, but I wish it was lighter. What was lighter? The DRV or the mask? The mask couldn't be any lighter. Yeah, it's heavier for sure. It's definitely, I was going to say the heaviest hopper, and it probably is, but it's not like dramatic. I don't know. None of that like weight stuff is really ever driving me crazy. I do like how it's like an aluminum feed tube. So it's on the gun. It doesn't like move around as much. That'll make it a little heavier. But really most of the, most of all of that weight is in there from the, oh God, from the drive. I mean, that battery weighs a bit and that motor is kind of heavy just because it's so big, you know, it's a heavy duty motor to be able to, what am I doing? A heavy duty motor to be able to get that rate of fire high. The carbon derv. Carbon paintball. It's built to last. Duralast. I don't know. What is the capacity? Probably 200. I don't even check anymore. You know, everything's pretty much just 200. I think they're on. Yep. I was going to say something that I'm not supposed to say. Something that's coming out that it's not out yet. It is definitely heavier than your control. There's no question about that. I don't like the control, though. You know, I mean, the one thing I don't like about the control is, like, that it's just, like, I don't know. They feel cheap to me. Here's a control right here. They just don't, I don't like the latch on the back, how it just kind of, like, pressure clips over. I mean, the other hoppers, like, I mean, really all the other hoppers with the actual, like, latch, I just like more. I don't like how you can squeeze it and, like, see through the thing. They work, though, of course. They don't, like, not work, that's for sure. As long as it works. I'm gonna store some of my stuff. Look at that one. They're all over the place. Yeah, I've been using my Spire 3, you know, forever, so not really anymore, though. Use that. Hopefully Saturday. Yeah, I think I have every single hopper here. Pretty much. Well, that's not true. I don't have, like, the... That's true. I don't have, like, a... Technically, I don't have a Spire 5. Hey, I didn't know this was in here. Which one is this? Here's a Spire 5. Brand new. Look at that stupid color. I've got one. I have like 4 or 5 controls. Why 4 or 5? That's too many. Surging. I don't know. I've only like played paintball twice in the last year. So I used the control or the DRV when it first came out, and I didn't have a problem with it at all. Although I'm not playing as much as some of you guys either, too. So, you know. It's cool. It's got that big OLED screen on the back, which is good and bad. You know, I was thinking about Nightball. We got to figure out a way. I got to tape it up or something, because you can't actually turn the screen off. Like, it's blasting right in my eyes. Over 20 guns. I hear you on guns. You can have a lot of guns. 4 hoppers is... That's too many. I just don't want to keep track of this stuff. I mean, I got more hoppers than you do, probably, but... but... I don't take it to the paintball field. The only reason I have them is because of this YouTube channel. You know, I wouldn't have like one of every hopper. OLED's useful for sure. I mean, the way I feel about the OLED is the same way I feel about the OLED screen on any gun, really. Is that, like, it's useful if you're changing settings and to know the battery level. So, for me, knowing the battery level is reassuring, but it's the same way with a gun. You know, you don't really need the screen on your gun either. You know, I mean, what do you need it for? You know, you don't, you know, so battery level, is just reassuring to me to know that, you know, my batteries are good. That's the only thing I would really use the screen for on a gun too, is battery level. Yeah. And I mean, it is handy if you're changing the settings though, because like on a hopper, you know, you have to remember all the lights blinking and stuff like that. So one of the good things this is, it does have that screen. So you can just change like the torque settings and stuff like that really fast. So like if you're, you know, for some reason shooting uncapped semi and then want to go play a tournament at 10 balls a second, you can turn the torque down. So it makes it a little easier on paint because it doesn't really need to, you know, feed 30 balls a second to shoot 10. Yeah. Yeah, very true, Buff. I don't think about the timer because I just don't use a timer ever, but that's very true. That's a very good point. Especially for 10 man, yeah, because you don't... Two things are happening, right? You're playing 10 man, so the timer actually matters. You're actually playing game time. And your gun doesn't have a screen because it's mechanical, unless you have, like, you know, one of the adrenaline guns or something cool like that. They have the timer built into the frame. Or the CS3. The CS3, you can put the electronics in the mechanical frame. Other than that, maybe you could get a talking timer and glue it to the back of your hopper, like we used to do back in the day. People used to get those big, like, kitchen timers and, like a literally a big square kitchen timer and, like, glue them to the back of a hopper. The good old days. Black lights. We should say too that if anybody is out there, you have a podcast, if there's like any like podcast people listening out there, like if you got a paintball podcast or like, you know, a live stream or anything cool, if you want me to be a guest, I would like to be guests on more of those things. So if for some reason, you know, anyone out there's got a podcast, there's so many paintball podcasts, I don't want to like leave anybody off, so we're not even going to try to list them. Hit me up, you know? I'm making myself available for interviews. I remember the JT one. The JT one was like, probably like 2003, right? It was like square and it was like circle. It was like round on the top though. And it probably did fit like perfectly on the back of like a... on the back of the Revolution. PGG podcast was a great interview. They had much better questions than Spick and Span. Did they? I don't even remember. I really don't. I don't. Although I feel like I just get the same questions over and over, you know? Like, did paintball actually ruin your life? It's like, come on, dude. Come on. Come on! Come on! This is a $3,000 suit. Come on! I couldn't tell you how many times people will ask me, does paintball really ruin your life? Or they're like, what's the story behind the... I'm okay with what's the story behind the... I'm okay with any of it, really. But I think it's funny. I like the question, though, what's the name of the channel? I enjoy it. How come some of my comments don't show up on stream? I have no idea. I don't know. Sometimes, I mean, there used to be, I did have moderation stuff on for a while. So, like, if people typed crazy stuff, it would, like, delete the comment, but I'd turn that all off. And even if it was still on, I would see that, like, on my side, on my chat, I can actually see when stuff was deleted. It'll actually, like, tell me if it's deleted. I don't know. Eric! Ninja Paintball is back. What are you, are you asking or are you telling me? Are you, let's say, a question mark. I don't know. I mean, rumor has it they were going into production again. So, yeah. I think so. We haven't heard anything or seen anything. Oh, there's a link. Okay. I'm checking out the link. See, even Eric, maybe Eric can, oh shit. There you go, Eric. CCS Paintball. Wow, good call. Way to go, Eric. Way to go, Eric. Coming in clutch. Ninja Paintball are back. CCSPaintball.com. Ghost Gray Tanks. Let's reject all the cookies. What are we doing here? Ninja Pro V3 regs. $100. Okay. I like it. I like $100. I like $100. Kind of wish I could do an aluminum. I wish I could do like a brass bonnet, though. I really like brass. I don't like these stainless steel things. I'd much prefer brass. But oh, that's okay. It's okay. These bottles look like they're the new bottles as well. That bottle looks funny on top. That might be the new Comp Light. The SL3, I remember when they talked to me about this like 2 years ago. This is before they were going out of business. Okay. I'm not sure about this graphic though. I can tell you I definitely don't like this big graphic on it. Huh. 180? That's not bad. So 180... What are we at? 280 with a reg. They're probably going to sell for 269 or something like that. 259, 249 with a tank reg. All right. So I'm pretty sure that these bottles, are they going to be the same exact bottle that... Look, I can only buy 200. Come on. I was going to buy 250. I think these are the same exact bottles. That HK Army are using on their Alpha tank. So these should be very, very light as well. It looks like we're seeing only 68s. Look at all these colors. Oh, well, it's not that many, I guess. That one looks cool. I like the matte tank. I always like the matte. Ninja are back. What I'm excited about, though, is probably this. You know, a bottle's a bottle, but I really like this. $100 for a good tank rig. Rather than the, like, you know, 150 or whatever the freaking powerhouse regs are. All right. Good find, Eric. We kind of got word last week or 2 weeks ago, but that's cool to see they're actually on there. Cool. That's good to know. Cool. They're back. I just like that pricing. It is positive news for paintball. You know, there's a lot of positive news, though. There's not, like, bad stuff. I'm really excited about freaking Tampa, dude. Let's go. Freaking Tampa, dude. Tampa. Tampa. There's your Tampa. If anyone missed last week, we talked about the organization of the Tampa tournament. That's good news, too, really. I mean, I think more good news is really this, that it's on, like, they're doing the YouTube show, like, I mean, I don't know what, we talked about expected viewership. I don't know. What do you guys think? I mean, I'll give my estimation, but, you know, coming up here, Thursday at Thursday, March 19th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I should say as well. It is definitely 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. Yeah, for sure. 6:30, I was like, maybe not, but it would be like 1 a.m. So sure, for sure Eastern Standard Time. I'm excited about this, you know. I am excited to see what happens. But really, how many views do you think they're going to get? So this is going to be free. It's essentially just going to be Major League Paintball. The same thing, I assume, on Thursday evening. Inside Raymond James Stadium, 4-5 man. And you can see those three sets right there. And I'm curious, just how many views do you guys think this will get in like the first 30 days? I don't know, maybe not 30 days. Let's say like the first 10 days, 30 days. 30 days, the first 30 days. I think that if we really, really try, I don't know. I truly don't know. I don't know. I'm going to guess. We're going to say that like the first 30 days, no, more than 30,000, more than 30,000, more than 30. Like, let's go over to, oh, what am I doing here? I'm going to go to YouTube. Oh, we could just go right there. I was looking at microphone reviews yesterday, and now it's just feeding me microphone reviews. Live? So this is the women's one. It got 20. That's the whole day stream, though. So this is Saturday for pro, and it got 26. And this is just like a normal, I mean, this is World Cup, so it's a big event. But, you know, this isn't going to be hyped up nearly the same. So I really do hope that we're able to get more viewership than that, like 30,000. I mean, I would, if I was going to guess, you know, I really hope that we're over 200. I mean, I think that 200 within the first 30 days is a possible thing. So I think that it is a possible thing to get it at 200. Yeah, maybe they should hold World Cup. Maybe they should hold World Cup there, huh? I don't know. Some brain says, if the views over a set time are consistent, then you know. Know what? The population doesn't grow. You're measuring interest. I don't know. What we really want is, yeah, like just like this, really. I mean, what we really want are probably two metrics. You want concurrent views. So concurrent viewers is like how many people are viewing now, like live, like peak concurrent. So like right now, 104 of you people are out there watching this at this exact moment. Having that number really high is a big deal because that's like a captive audience, right? Those are people that are watching right now. Right. So like if I just decide to show you a headband ad, you're watching this headband ad, you know, everybody's watching this headband ad. You can't get away from it. These headbands are $30 at the Paintball Ruined My Life store. You can get this cool hat on there. You can. Barrel covers are on there. There's a 3-pack of headbands for only $75, you know, supporting this store. Supports this channel, and without support from, you know, you guys that are just subscribers, people that comment and like on stuff, especially people that purchase things. I just remembered my order. I meant to ship orders today. There's a couple orders I didn't ship because it's been chaotic. They're gonna go out tomorrow. You guys that buy orders are the whole entire reason this thing keeps moving along. But it's a captive audience, you know? So you can, like, verbal. How's it going? Maybe lose my train of thought. They're a captive audience, so you can like, you can like advertise directly to those people. That's why live TV is a big deal. You know, when you're watching the Super Bowl or, you know, whatever football game, you're like, damn the commercials. You could get up and walk away or something, but they're going to be on. So it's a big deal for those like concurrent viewers. And it's also a big deal to get like, you know, just views in general. You know, it doesn't have to all be perfectly live. Just as getting interest and, you know, people clicking and watching is important. That also, that view duration is also probably good. I guess at peak max concurrent. Whew. I don't know. I mean, I think that Go Sports, I don't really know. This is a guess. I think that Major League Paintball Plus are probably, I mean, I can find out, but they're probably peaked at like, World Cup's the biggest, and I'll bet that it's like, oh man, peak is hard. I mean, I can guess on the number of subscribers. I think I'm going to guess at like 10,000 to 11,000 people. It might be higher than, it's probably a little bit higher than that. I could be completely off, but I think it's about that. 10,000 to 12,000 people pay, like, for World Cup. Man, but peak, I don't know. I mean, that'd be great if we were, like, a couple thousand. I don't see why it wouldn't be a couple thousand. Because, you know, you're watching, I've seen, you know, Major League Paintball do their, like, free Friday streams or free Saturday for, like, a couple hours. They'll, like, do, like, the first three sets in the morning or something. And, you know, we see those at over 1,000. And that's just a normal tournament day. So hopefully this, we can hype this up and get that like max peak concurrent or whatever to be high. Because that's a good thing. That's how YouTube also like pumps it out to people. You know, if a lot of people are watching, then they're just going to show it to more people. You don't have to run any tracking. You just, you know, look at the YouTube analytics. You just do this. You know, you just go over to YouTube Studio and you do that. 92 current right now. And, you know, when this is all over, it'll tell you. It'll tell me, like, exactly. So they shouldn't really need to run anything special if it's just on YouTube, you know, because you're just going to get that, like, those metrics straight from YouTube. And Major League Paintball probably, they probably have some sort of software that they can tell or analytics stuff too, because I think it's all like pumped through Vimeo. Huh. If they keep holding events inside stadiums, it'll get more people watching because that's what the average person is used to seeing with sports in general. For sure. And it just looks cooler, you know? It's just, like, more spectacle and just, like, cooler than just, like, a random open field, you know? The only part that I worry about is, like, it looking empty, which I know that there's plans to not do that, make it look empty. Because we've shown the stadium view, like, that stadium before, and my telestration, we've shown this stadium. I'm checking if it works. We've done this stadium before. And, you know, this is the snake side. I don't know, actually, thinking about this, this could be the snake side as well. I kind of hope it isn't, though. But I think this is the snake side. So there'll obviously be cameras pointed, like, you know, maybe that way. We have these ones in the back center. There's also like the glide, the cable cam. Unfortunately, I think the snake cameras though, like if they're looking this way, like let's say you have a camera and the lens points that way, you're obviously looking into no stadium because this is where all the people are going to be sitting. So if you have a camera, you know, filming in the snake looking this way, it's going to be looking into the pits, which is fine. But you're not probably going to see that big, huge, like, grandstands as much. The cable cam, though, will definitely be able to get, like, cool grandstand shots and stuff. I know they're thinking about it. It's not something that's like not thought about. You know, they're thinking about how to cover well. Coverage means like, you know, it's a film thing. They're trying to like, you know, make sure that, you know, the grandstands are in the background, you know, all that stuff. So it just looks good and presentable. I'm sure of it. Snake needs to be at the bottom for the coolest shots. Verbal, that's kind of what I thought. That's why I was like, maybe I'm wrong about the snake position, but I'm pretty confident that's where the snake's going to be. Just because, you know, we might have actually even gotten like official word. I just am an idiot and don't remember. But, you know, because these are the pits, you know, over here, and normally the snake side is on the other side of the pit. Or no, it's not, right? I'm wrong. Normally the snake is over here. It's on the pit side, right? Yes, I'm totally mixed up. So maybe the snake won't be over here. I don't know. This setup's all different, though, too. Because, like, you know, normally we have the pits there, and then you'll also have, like grandstands right here, right? I don't know. I'm all mixed up. I'm all discombobulated. But it would make more sense for the snake to be over here, so that if you're filming, like, into the snake, right? Like, if Verbal, right, for some reason, if he's not for some reason, he probably would be on the snake side. If the snake is right here, you know, and he's standing right here taking pictures of the snake guy, the camera goes this way into the grandstands versus, like, shooting out here into, like, you know, fucking nothing. I'm probably all confused. Snake is normally grandstand side. VIP is Dorito side, for sure. But I think that, like, that's also mixed up. It's all mixed up now, though, because now the grandstands are over here versus over here. Because this is normally all VIP, right? And then the snake would be right here. And then there's, like, grandstands somewhere around, like, this or some shit. I don't fucking know. I don't know. It's been a long time since I've been to a tournament. We'll find out, I guess. I appreciate Verbal. Do let them know what would be best. Yeah, it's really hard. It's like, I don't know. I mean, they think of, like, there's so much to think about, you know, and I know the Major League Paintball Plus guys, they do obviously think about this stuff. There's people, that's all they think about. So it's definitely something that's thought about, but they're definitely not thinking about, like, what's best for, well, maybe they do a little bit, what's best for, like, you know, paintball media people. Like, if you're a photographer or a videographer, they're probably not worried as much about those people as maybe they should be. I don't know. I'm all mixed up. I don't know. Do we know where the commentator's stand will be? I don't know either. Because, you know, I don't know. Because you're right, that is normally snake side, but it's normally, like, right over here. So I gotta hit this button twice to make it work. Normally, you know, they're up in here. They have, like, the tower that they're at, like, they're on, like, that trailer, whatever. They're, like, sitting right here, but the snake side is normally here as well, on spectator side. But, you know, the grandstands are over here, and then, so I don't know. Maddie said he was trying to, like, commentate from the pirate ship up here or something, which would be kind of cool. It would be fun, but it'd be hard to see because you're, like, as far away as you can get. So I don't know. We're going to find out. They have gone. I mean, there have been people, I think a lot of the Major League Paintball staff, they have already been there. So they've gone to the facility. They went, like, a couple weeks ago, and it's going to be interesting. One of the challenges is typically for the paintball tournaments, like say World Cup, normally what they'll do for World Cup is get there like the whole week before, pretty much. So say the tournament normally for World Cup, say, would start on Thursday, they would actually get there and start setting up like Sunday or like that earlier Monday. So they'd set up Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then the tournament starts. But because there's some like other event happening, they're actually not getting that weekend. So they're actually only getting like 3 days to set up the tournament, which is going to kind of suck because there's a lot to do, right? It's not just setting up the regular field. There's also the field in the stadium. Then there's another pro field outside of the stadium where the other games are going to go. There's going to be multiple camera equipments too, right? You got to think that they're going to set up to film inside Thursday. And then they got to take the cameras and then move the cameras outside to the other field and set that up. So Thursday night, you know, Thursday night when these guys are, you know, you're in the stadium Thursday night wrapping up that game at 9 o'clock. And tomorrow morning, you know, you've got games at, I believe, 10 a.m. They like tweak the schedule because they're playing these three games, these three sets earlier. They're able to go a little bit later on Friday. Yeah. So, but they got to, you know, rip all these cameras out, rip a bunch of equipment out and move it over to the new field. So that's a whole nother like crazy thing they have to do. I know that they're not getting like all new, they can't like do double equipment either. Cause that's just crazy. I mean, these cameras are like, you know, you got $150,000 worth of cameras. It's like easy to rent doubles. Yeah. I'm excited about it. We'll see. Oh yeah. We said announcing. Oh no, you asked where from, but yeah, Todd and Maddie are going to announce, which I'm happy about. You know, Mike Jeffrey really did get considerably better at announcing. Like I didn't really like him the first couple tournaments, but you can certainly see that he like, you know, took feedback from people and, you know, maybe watched other announcers or something like that and got way better. So Mike Jeffrey will not be, it'll be Todd Martinez. Very excited about that. Todd Martinez might be one of my favorite paintball personality. He probably is my favorite paintball personality for sure. I mean, damn close. So I don't know who else would be. It's got to be Todd. We will see. What else do we have to talk about? You know, the Hormesis duel. The Hormesis duel coming up. The first place is going to be $15,000. There's going to be eight people, and these are the eight people that won their regional things. You have to be invited to do this. This is going to take place at Prime Paintball in, I believe, outside of Atlanta. Or no, Alabama, I'm sorry. And I don't know much information on this, though. I mean, there was not much information on this anywhere. So I don't really know when or anything. Other than that, it just looks cool. 15 grand's kind of neat. But I couldn't really find, you know, much more information. I didn't actually look at their, like, Instagrams and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. That's about all I... I wanted to talk more about that, but I really don't know. He definitely got much better as the season went on. My key complaint is that Maddie and Mike have a much similar voices. For sure. And they're kind of a similar person in a way as well. They kind of like... I don't know. They're very similar in their style. Maybe not. I don't know. Mike Jeffrey's like crazy knowledgeable though. Like when he talks about stuff, like he really does know what he's talking about, which was really cool. He like knows all the players and a lot of the intricacies of pro paintball, which I don't know anything about. I don't know if a D3 player won. Last year, Tommy Greenleaf, I believe, won, and he's definitely not pro. I don't think he played semi-pro. Maybe he's like Division II or something. I don't really know who won. I don't really remember. Or definitely not what like division they played. One thing I do want to try is my new microphone. So we're going to plug in my other microphone really fast and just kind of like see what you guys think. Hold on a second. Okay, this is a new microphone. That's probably a little bit better. I probably sound like way better than I do talking in the other mic, right? It's probably way better. This is mainly so that I can turn that off. This is mainly so that I can like do voiceovers a little better and just make the videos a little easier. Because one of the problems I have with videos is I used to like, you know, sit down. It looks how far away it looks from my mouth. It's not that far away from my mouth. One of the problems I used to have with videos was I would like sit down in front of the camera and film it. And I'd like set everything up. And then I'd be like, son of a bitch, I need to film something else. And then what do? I have to like set it all up again. So at least hopefully with this microphone, I can just like talk at this desk. I don't have to like set all the audio stuff up because I don't want to film with this. It doesn't sound good. So, hopefully maybe this sounds a little bit different. No one's saying anything though. Does it sound any better? Is there any audio at all? No one's saying anything. Give me some feedback here. God damn it. I think that's all the topics we have to talk about, so we're not going to talk about anything else cool. Oh, we're delayed. You can't tell. Well, it's definitely untuned. Well, it's definitely not untuned. I mean, one of the problems with it is all the compression. I have a bunch of compression on because of a bunch of reasons. See, if I turn all the compression off, it just kind of... we just kind of go away. And then I got to, like, turn a bunch of stuff up. It's just different. It's funny that I can totally tell you it sounds way different. Yeah. It's considerably different. That's so funny to me. Like, I can, like, totally hear it. That's funny. Yeah, one of the problems with you guys is no one has, like, headphones on. That's why I'm like, I gotta put these, like, headphones on to tell a difference. All right, we'll switch back to the other one and we'll see. I have to have totally like different compressor things on. Yeah, it's kind of hard to... no, I can hear it. I can hear it. There's definitely like echo and all kinds of shit. It's worse. No sound. I know it was no sound on purpose. It took a while. It was no sound because I have to change settings. I was like talking to myself. I knew it was no sound. You guys are crazy. It sounds better. It definitely doesn't. I guess it's all, you know, whatever. It's all up to, you know, it's all in the ears of the beholder or whatever. We could say that. It probably sounds different. But let's go. I'm going to turn this monitoring off. Okay. Gotta watch it with headphones. Yeah, either way, better or worse, that wasn't the point of it. The point of it is I can just turn it around and start recording audio, whereas this thing, it doesn't sound as good. It's a whole caboodle. Hey, I'm trying. You know, this is not a microphone that I should be using in this situation. I have like a freaking shotgun mic. I have a knockoff Sennheiser 416. I guess it's not like a knockoff. It's a company that made a copy. That probably just sounded crazy. It's a company that, like, I don't know. No placebo, certainly not. One thing I definitely want to get is, like, better preamp stuff. This thing doesn't... It's, like, really noisy, shitty. You know, one time I was, like, the placebo effect. I mean, you gotta know what the placebo effect is. So, like, you know, the placebo effect when they're, like, you think something's gonna work and it works. And I was one time, like, wondering, I'm like, can I, like, use the placebo effect on myself? Like, trick myself into thinking stuff? That's funny. Buff says, I've heard multiple YouTubers say audio quality matters more than their face cam quality. For sure, because it for sure. Yeah, good audio quality for sure makes difference. 416, it's not really a 416. It's like a Synchro DI2 or whatever. Some company just like took apart a 416 and like almost copied it apparently. So it sounds really, really good. I have a Behringer something. It's just an audio interface. I don't know. A Behringer. It thing sucks. It's only like 60 bucks. But it works perfectly fine for this, really. It's perfectly fine for the live streams. But it's certainly like really quiet with that microphone. That microphone, but I don't know. I don't really know anything about audio. It kind of confuses me. It's very confusing. It's very confusing. What I like about this one is it's not on the desk. This thing is like, you know, this is like a actual freaking microphone. So I have to actually like talk into the top of it. I have to like speak straight into the thing or it doesn't pick me up at all. This thing, it actually is kind of the same, but I don't have to, like, talk straight into it. It can, like, pick me up if I'm far away a little bit, you know? So I can, like, be a little more free and loose. It's a little bit easier to do things. What are we doing? I don't have anything else to talk about. We did gun restrictions. We did the blacklight lens test. I wanted to tell people that I'm available for your podcasts. Margin rule. I don't know. I tried to look this stuff up, but I couldn't actually like find any information on it. And I don't really know. So right now in paintball, in pro paintball, they kind of dictate your placing based on margin, right? So like if going into the like Sunday playoff time, there is, like, if you're 2-2, if there's multiple teams that are 2-2, the way they figure out, like, which team advances is who has the higher margin. You figure out margin by just, like, how many teams you beat or whatever, by how much. So if you beat a team 5-0, then, you know, you're going to have a 5-point margin or whatever. And they're apparently getting rid of the margin rule, but I don't really know what the alternative is. There's Maddie Marshall talked about it on PTG. I've heard Spick and Span on their show talk about it. We've heard other people talk about it. But I don't know. Why is Jennifer in here? Are we going to have to ban her? It is my birthday. I feel like I have like a long... long hair on my chin. Yeah, but we don't really know what's happening with that margin thing. Like, what are the alternatives? I don't know. Tell you the truth, I don't really keep track enough to even realize what the hell the difference is. Like, I don't know. I don't really know what the problem is with margin. Like, why no one... I don't know, like, why we need an alternative. It's a mystery. It's a mystery to me. Jen Stanley, Z3B. I don't know, what else we do? We can watch World Cup. What's really kind of cool about this audio file, this World Cup video too, is there's 12 channels of audio on it. So I have like all the audio from all the different cameras. I just noticed it's kind of weird over on that side, huh? Like, I don't know what this audio is. It might be all the audio channels at one time. No, it's the first one. The quality on this shit's nuts, though, guys. Look at that! You guys can't see how good it looks. But it's crazy, the detail you can just pick up across the field. You kind of realize how having, like, higher quality cameras truly can make a difference. I don't know. That's about it. Margin can be gamed like during that uprising. I know. I don't know what happened with the Uprising Legion game either. Yeah, I think they might be total. Like they were like points for or points against or something. But I think that sounds like margin to me, right? Yeah, I'm with you with no updated rule book. You're coming back to paintball? Cool. Have fun. Chris, I know I like the raw footage too, like the raw audio, like the Major League Paintball, they do like the sound effect stuff. I really like that when it's just like camera audio or whatever. I'm looking for people that are telling me about like point margin and stuff. Margin can be gamed. I mean, like, it can. You can like somehow probably do it to screw teams over too. Like, I don't know. I remember hearing about the Red Legion the Red Legion Uprising game, but I don't really know what happened with that. I just remember something happened. One of the things you can do, right, like if like the other team needs like a 2-point margin or whatever, you can kind of just like sit and like try and not allow them to get a higher margin. Or like, you know, if the Red Legion Uprising, if for some reason Red Legion needs to win by like 1-point margin, they could kind of like set it up so they only win by 1 point. I mean, it'd be like, you'd have to fix the game, you know, it'd be like strategically like fixing the game or something, but. Ooh, there we go. Uprising knew they were going into a bubble spot, so they didn't towel. So they didn't lose any margin. Okay, for sure. Legion didn't buzzer, so they didn't have to play more points and possibly lower their margin. Okay, for sure. That makes sense. They're just like, we'll just sit here because, you know, we got a 2-point margin. You guys got a 2-point margin. You're good with that? All right. Let's just not hit the buzzer and let's just run this game out. For sure. I could see that. That's not really a problem, though. That might have been, like, the first time we've ever seen that happen. Obviously, that's a problem. But it's not, like... I don't know. It's not become, like, an issue where we have to, like, you know, create new rules. It's not, like, every tournament that's happening. But for sure, figuring out a way to increase the amount of points played, I think could be interesting. At least that's what, like... You know, they want. I don't know. Do you notice an uptick in people returning to paintball? I haven't played in 18 years, and I'm seeing lots of other people do the same. I don't know. Tell you the truth. I don't know. I truly don't know. I mean, I want to say yes, because I really kind of do think that, like, COVID got some of the people that weren't playing anymore back to playing. I think that the 10-man stuff and mechanical has really encouraged older players to come back because, you know, I was thinking about this the other day, too. You know, paintball for a really long time, like, if you want to say, like, the whole entire tournament started... And this really probably happened when airball became a thing. So, like, let's say 2000 to, like, 2015 or something like that. If you wanted to play, like, competitively and play paintball, you really couldn't if you were old, right? If you're 50, you're probably not going to go play airball, right? You're probably not going to go play, like, D2 X-ball or something like that, you know? Whereas nowadays... There kind of is that competitive outlet for those older guys that still want to kind of do a team sport and they still kind of want that like camaraderie and stuff. It's possible now more with this 10-man, which I really like. And it's something that is kind of unique to paintball that you can kind of play at any age. There's certainly other sports that you can play into, you know, being old that you might have played when you were younger. I thought about basketball and baseball. You know, you can kind of both do for a long time. There's lots of adult, you know, basketball co-ed leagues even. You can play softball. There's actually adult hard baseball, like normal baseball leagues. So I really like that. And it's something that we're probably all missing in some sort of way. You know, the internet has really, like, thrown a wrench in a lot of our lives in the way we, like, just interact with people nowadays. So paintball having like that outlet where you can, you know, gather in a group and still be like loose and have fun and like we're outside and camaraderie and teammates and that kind of stuff is pretty cool. I didn't think that stuff really mattered when I was younger, but as I get older, that stuff matters. And it always did back then even too. It maybe just didn't like stand out to me like it does now. Yeah, I'm with you. I think over the last 20 years, people have forgotten that paintball started with middle-aged guys in the woods shooting paint at each other. I totally agree. Yeah. And now we're trying to make it like some like crazy new action sport, which, you know, it kind of is, but they're not trying. We've been trying to do that for a long time. Every time I always wear this sweatshirt. Look at these big holes. Fucking moths. Yeah. Gush says, I don't have as much fun on airball field as I do in the woods. I agree. I totally agree. Yeah, spectation. Is that an actual word? Spectatorship? Spectation. I like that. Spectation. Spectation is definitely lower in the woods, but... I don't know. Yeah, it's really, it's hard to make like a TV thing for the woods, so. Josh said it right there. Yeah, after 10 years away from the sport, the growth of Mechanical and Tin Man has brought me back into the sport. And it's probably helped a lot of people continue playing, right? Like, I can honestly say that if, like, dude, we didn't have this Mechanical renaissance and, like, Tin Man being popular, I don't know if I would play that much. Because, like, I don't know. I don't really want to go play Airball. Like, I mean, I'll play it every once in a while, but I don't want to go be on a team and, like, do all that shit. Because, like, everyone over at the Airball field, they're all, like, on teams and shit. And, like, I don't want to do that. I just want to, like, screw around and play some games and have fun, you know? I don't want to go over there and be all serious. You know, at one point, I did. That was what I wanted to do. But, you know, things change. And now I enjoy the Mechanical whatever. Just dicking around thing. I just want to, like, go have fun. That was always what I wanted to do, though. I always wanted to just dick around and have fun. Well, there's been plenty of times where I've talked about it was more fun to lose a tournament than it was to do good. Like, I always had so much fun when we lose. Because, man, you travel to Florida or, you know, in Denver or wherever you are. And, you know, we lose the tournament. You're like, damn, we didn't do very good. Now we have all Sunday to just fuck around. Or, like, you know, Saturday night. Now we can, like, stay up late and, like, do crazy shit. So, I always liked the losing. Because we'd have more fun afterwards. You know, you win a tournament and everyone... I don't know. I guess it could be fun still if you win, but... I don't know. Maybe that's why I wasn't that good at, like, a tournament paintball player. Because I'm like, let's just lose. Come on, guys. It's way more fun if we lose. Remember? Mech being as good as it is now is what brought me back as well. My first day out with the M3 was a revelation, considering the last marker I shot was a Model 98, for sure. That's funny. Yeah. I mean, I think it's the best gun ever made. I mean, the M3, I mean, I'll say the E-Mech is the best ever, because, you know, it's like the cheaper version, sort of, but the ETHA 3M, it's like, it's crazy. Like, they're so good. Like, I actually prefer the way those guns feel in my hands. It's like I've talked about the ETHA 3. Like, if I was on a Planet Eclipse-sponsored team, I'd be like, can I use the ETHA 3? And let's put an E-Mech body on it. So it looks even cheaper. I love the way those guns shoot, so... I'm a fan of them. I don't want to have practice every weekend and grind. I want to show up to an event, walk to the 10-man field, go have fun with my friends, and drink a beer at the end of the day. Yep, that's pretty much it. Pretty much. Yep. That's what, you know, I kind of say, like, we talked about, I mentioned softball. It's kind of like that softball beer league, like beer league softball or whatever. It's just, you know, we don't practice. We just come out here and, like, dick around, you know? So... that's what I like. More dicking around. I want, like, I don't know. I want to go play in the woods, though, but I don't live anywhere. There's woods. Sort of. If you go to Shooters. Shooters, all season paintball. Ghost says, I have mostly Cockers and Snipers in my collection, but I broke down and bought an ETHA 3M. Oh my god, that gun is so goddamn good. Yeah, it is. Do I have... Oh no. I thought I had someone's Cocker. I had a Cocker here yesterday and thought I bought... I gave it back to somebody. Yeah. Goes back to my, like, you know, gun restrictions thing, and like how maybe, you know, we could make like paintball guns a little better by like forcing the manufacturers to innovate. Not that they don't want to, but it's expensive to innovate, you know. You got to do all the research and development and make prototypes and like do a bunch of shit, so it is expensive to try to like push the limits of paintball technology. Hey, B-Rad, what's going on? I've fallen out of paintball. I've fallen out of airball. Maybe because of my local field, usually team tryouts or team practices is taking place on airball field, and I don't feel like playing with D4 all day. I kind of have that problem, right? I mean, I think that a lot of paintball fields sort of have that issue too, is that like you go to the airball field and, you know, there's five teams there and you're like, well, I'm just by myself. I don't know any of these people. And like, they're not going to let me play with them because, you know, they're practicing. So even if like you wanted to play airball, you can't because there's practices everywhere. So you just go stand on the airball field. It's also kind of a reason why I don't play it, because you kind of can't. What gun am I shooting? The E-Mech. I'll use an E-Mech. Yeah, I'll use an E-Mech Saturday. If I play on Saturday, I'll use an E-Mech. Yeah, it's kind of hard. It depends maybe where, but I can't. It's so difficult here to jump in with random teams, because there's so many goddamn fucking teams. It's just like, you know, everyone's trying to do their practices and shit. You get three people over on the other field who are like, we're doing drills. Are you a Bradley or a Bradford? You kind of get stuck with that B-Rad name though, huh? It kind of sucks. Ooh, you had an Empire 6. I liked the Empire 6. I'd probably take a 180R though. Bradley? I'm a Bradley too. There was a girl who called me Bratley. She couldn't pronounce her R's right or whatever. She'd been like Bratley. That was Natalie. I don't remember her last name. This was like fourth grade. Oh, the dude from Malibu's Most Wanted. That was a Jamie Kennedy movie. Oh, that's right. I remember that now. Okay. I hear Malibu's Most Wanted, and it makes me think of Kendrick Lamar, though. From his diss track. What? I can't remember the name of this song all of a sudden. Not Like Us. Because I'm a rap aficionado, if you guys didn't know. In my free time, I MC. I don't know. All right, I'm going to go. I'm getting out of here. I got to be somewhere in 15 minutes. Gentlemen, come back next Monday. I don't know. I keep trying to get a Lux Air, but I've not been able to obtain a Lux Air yet. So hopefully we can get a Lux Air next week and take apart a Lux Air, you know. It's just a matter of getting there when they're in stock and not all sold already. So those have been pretty popular. So there's been a lot of pre-orders. So all the guns that have come in have all been pre-ordered and like shipped out and stuff. So we just got to wait until like all those pre-orders are done. And then we'll get one. Enjoy the rest of your week, guys. I have a paintball fit video. I got to spend the next week trying to make. And I don't know. We'll see you next time. Thanks for coming by. Make sure to leave the live stream a like. Maybe leave a comment. Tell your friends. No, you don't gotta buy me a gun. That's crazy. Just leave a comment. Leave a like and a comment. What's sick? Okay, I gotta go. I'll sit here and read this freaking chat. It is my birthday, though. I'm 42 today. I never thought it would happen. Thought I'd be dead at 15, but here we are. Okay, we'll see you later. Adios.